Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
People.
Okay.
I don't think it's a must win. It's a must not lose.
There we go. Okay.
Is that a better way to put it?
Well, even if you lose, you still get draft picks.
Yeah, but I think this one's going to really... I think there are a lot of Browns fans like, listen, the rest of the season's going to suck, but we got this Titans game, right? Like this, the Titans, again, we've had a game against Miami where Miami was fresh off. They just about fired the GM. They were fresh off Tua throwing teammates under the bus. They were open at war. We thought Mike McDaniel was going to get fired at any point. You rolled them, right? You had the Raiders game.
And they rallied. That's a 5-7 football team now.
Yeah, see? The Raiders game.
They won 3 straight.
In which I guaranteed a win, and you guaranteed a win as well, and we were right. And the next day, Chip Kelly got fired. These are the circumstances of the teams that the Browns have beat and beat handedly, and yet I don't think any of them are as desperate or out of luck as the Titans are.
I don't think it's crazy if you suggest it's been one of the worst teams in the NFL from a talent standpoint that we've seen in the previous half decade. Yeah. Like that, there really are. They're just extra levels of bad.
It's honestly, it's not too far off the like 2017 Cleveland Browns.
Yeah,
and they're doing without trying, by the way.
Yeah, they got one good player. We had Joe Schobert as our Pro Bowler that year.
Still played. Joe Thomas played.
That's right.
Joe Batonio was there.
We had multiple Pro Bowlers on that team.
J.C. Tretter was on there.
I think we had more talent pound for pound in the 2017 team than this current Titans team.
That was Miles' first year. Wasn't that Joe Hayden's last year, too?
No, I don't think that's accurate.
I thought 2018 right? was his first year in Pittsburgh.
Joe was cut going in training camp.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I want you, senior research analyst Mac Robinson, to confirm that. Because for some reason I had that earmarked for... No, you're probably right. Actually, I'll take that back. You probably are right. It wouldn't make sense that move happened in 2018 because John Dorsey was here. And John Dorsey would never... Oh, still pissed about that one. That one upset me at the time. You know what bad Browns moves that I feel like aged really well for me?
Yeah.
That I was incensed at the time, and I couldn't figure out. When they cut Jordan Poyer to save $1 million.
Yeah. Well, then we found out after the fact. I mean, obviously, I think why they went down that road.
Why was that?
He was dealing with a lot of demons at the time.
Mm. Was it one of the Bush sisters?
No. Although we like that relationship. I think it's still ongoing.
No, we like Rachel. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the other one that I don't know about that one.
Oh, yeah.
They also do not look alike.
He got better off in that. Like, going to Buffalo, that did a lot for his career. That's like the DeMario Davis thing. DeMario Davis then goes to the Saints and is a Pro Bowler and is awesome. And it's like, good for you. Yeah, it was not going to happen here.
Here's the thing. If LeBron James slid into my girl's DMs after I had stepped out on her... That would send me spiraling too, guys. He's a foot taller than you. He's 75 times as rich. I don't know. Like, Rachel Bush is a good woman. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I'm trying to think who on this Titans team is worth anything. Jeffrey Simmons obviously is. There's no denying that.
Julius Chestnut, the guy who got afraid of the Jags punter.
Yeah, right. I can't find...
KJ Winston's good.
He's
a rookie from Penn State. That's a good football player.
There's not much here.
Their tight end. Okaronkwo.
Yeah, he's their leading receiver right now.
It's Okonkwo.
Okonkwo is what it is. He's got a little over 400 yards in the season, 0 touchdowns, and like he's their shining star. And then like Tony Pollard's their main running back right now. Like it's not. There really isn't much happening here.
Not a big J.C. Latham guy?
Yeah, no, not really for me.
So if you guys missed it today, Dane Brugler came out with Mock Draft 1.0. So we are officially we're talking big boy mocks now, all right? Not just Petey in his mom's basement getting a little antsy in mid-September because his team started 0-2. And Dane had the Browns trading up to the number one spot with the Tennessee Titans, giving up the Jacksonville first rounder and a day two pick in 2027 for the right to draft, for the right to choose between Fernando Mendoza and Dante Moore.
Okay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
For a second, that was a very dismissive okay. Okay. Not of me. I thought of the mock draft. I didn't know.
Well, I just think it's so hard. I think it's so hard with Mendoza right now. And yeah, I carry a little Brugler beef. There's no denying that.
Is that better or worse than Six Springs Hall of Fame beef?
That was pretty good beef. It's all pretty good beef, if you ask me.
Apple cheddar meat snacks. Good God, Joe Thomas.
How does Ken say Wagyu again?
Wagyu?
The Wagyu. My dad was...
I said it again.
Oh, my dad was in meats for 40 years. Oh,
I need 100 Cleveland men.
Got that Wagyu beef. Oh.
Is it fair to say, before anyone makes any proclamations around Mendoza, that you just want to see what happens Saturday first?
Yeah. I to me, it's more about the playoffs in general, but yeah.
I think it's a very fair response to be like, I want to see. Yeah, I mean, obviously the playoffs are going to be a part of it, and like we'll go through all that, right? But there's two things that I'm interested by. What will Mendoza do against Ohio State? And then we watch as he goes through the playoffs. And then will Dante Moore's stock rise high enough to a spot where he just can't say no?
Yeah, it's going to be... I know that there are other guys in the conversation, but specific to Indiana and Oregon, not only did both quarterbacks have incredibly high stakes because of the ability to win a national championship and the first national championship in a hell of a long time for Oregon in football, I think ever in Indiana football. I also think, like, if both guys advance deep enough into the playoffs, one week we're going to say Mendoza, the next we're going to say Moore. Like, I do think, like, and I do think that Dante Moore, whatever gap there is perceived to be between him and Fernando Mendoza, I think it can be... If Fernando's like one and done in the playoffs and Dante goes to the championship game,
yeah.
I think that could be the difference.
For sure. I'm trying to figure out though if he's going to roll the dice or not. I think it's so fascinating when these guys get projected to be top five, and then you'd go back into a class in 2027 that's going to have all these other guys, and who knows? You'd imagine Arch would be involved in that, but like we can talk about all
as
the different...
As he comes out in 2026, big boy.
He's not doing that. No. But like, what do you do if you're Dante
Moore?
I didn't
know you were a member of the Manning family there.
I have an inside track.
That's true.
We've talked to Archie. We've talked to all sorts of people. He's not coming out.
We've talked to Archie, and we've talked to...
All sorts of people.
Archie, and did I meant... Archie?
It's the only Manning that we have access to. I don't know. Peyton and Eli.
Is Archie even lucid anymore?
They stopped taking the calls.
I saw Archie in a video a couple weeks
ago.
Archie's
pulling the strings.
I was like, good God, you are old. Like, he old.
No, Archie's John Goodman in Righteous Gemstones, okay? Archie's pulling the strings.
Oh, after he checked out, though?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Close enough.
I think my dad used to have a bit where if somebody was so old, he had this guy, Bob Allen, who was a legend at WAKR, and he called him Old Bob Old because calling him old once wasn't enough. That's Archie Manning now.
All right. I don't know why I felt like that was disrespectful to Arch Manning and Archie Manning. I don't own any allegiance to the Manning family.
You were so offended. You were getting sassy over there.
I just felt like
there.
I needed to like stick up for him in the moment. Then I had like that realization of like, there's no, I don't need to stick up for him in any sort of moment.
All right, but he can handle it.
No, it's just, it's simple. It's like, it's Dante Moore. Can they convince Dante Moore that this is the one chance he'll have to really cash in on being a number one or number two overall pick, or does it go back to Oregon to roll the dice for whatever reason? He's so young. By the time the NFL draft happens, he's going to be 20. He's 20 years old.
Yeah,
like he's so young. And so like there is that worry. And if you go to the NFL and you flame out, I mean, that's just, you're not getting many opportunities there.
And Mendoza is going to Mendoza versus Moore. If that's what it ends up being for the number one pick or for the first quarterback off the board, it's going to be the fascinating argument of long term ceiling over like long term floor.
Right. Mendoza's got the higher floor, obviously, but Dante Moore has got a chance to be, franchise quarterback for years on years on years. Like, he's got as high of a ceiling as you can imagine.
And he could also be a Kelly Smith. Because because they're Oregon quarterbacks, just because the sample size is so small, and because his development that he's going to have to do in the NFL is just it feels like, as of right now, 10 times what Fernando Mendoza has to do.
All time favorite bust Oregon quarterback, Joey Harrington, easy.
I don't know. I really loved watching Joey Harrington in Oregon. Joey Harrington kind of always gave me Chotch vibes.
You can go Harrington, you can go Mariota, you can, there's a lot.
Mariota.
I know. And then he tried to clarify today, too. He's just confused everybody.
I don't even think he knows anymore. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.